GOP's new plan for health care.
A straight-up repeal of most of Obamacare with no replacement.
Questions over a fatal police shooting.
We've lost the dearest of people, and we're desperate for information.
U.S. Marines return to dangerous territory.
I left here in 2012. I didn't think I'd be back here.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Republican health care bill in the Senate collapsed last night when two more GOP lawmakers said they'd vote no. CBS's Nancy Cordes says President Trump, who tweeted support for Senate Republicans moments ago, is leading the charge for what may be the next course of action.
President Trump tweeting Republicans should just repeal failing Obamacare now and work on a new health care plan. That's a tactic Leader Mitch McConnell argued against less than 2 weeks ago.
I think repealing and then delaying the replacement doesn't work.
But last night, with few options left, McConnell sided with the president, announcing a vote in the coming days on a bill that will be a repeal of Obamacare with a 2-year delay to provide for a stable transition period.
On this vote, the yeas are 52.
It's the same repeal bill the Senate passed back in 2015, but it was vetoed by President Obama. Earlier this year, the Congressional Budget Office analyzed that repeal bill and found that the number of uninsured would increase by 18 million Americans just in the first year. By 2026, the number would be 32 million. As for premiums, the CBO estimates individual policies would go up 20 to 25% in the first year.
Well, CBS News Chief Washington correspondent John Dickerson says the developments are a major setback for the White House.
President Trump not only promised health care that where more people would be covered, they would have access to any doctor they wanted, and it would be cheaper. That was the original plan when he came to Washington. He said there would be repeal and replace, not based on anything Mitch McConnell would do, but based on his skill. He said, I alone can do it.
In a statement through his attorney, the Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed a woman who called for help over the weekend offered condolences to her family. Mohamed Noor is a Somali-American who joined the force in 2015. Justine DeMond had called 911 to report a possible assault. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Minneapolis.
Multiple eyewitnesses say DeMond approached the police cruiser in her pajamas. According to a law enforcement source, DeMond was standing at the driver's window when Officer Noor opened fire from the passenger seat. The bullet passed in front of his partner and went through the open window, fatally striking DeMond.
The 40-year-old woman's father in Australia said the family wants answers.
Justine was a beacon to all of us. We only ask that the light of justice shine down on the circumstances of her death.
Now to the Dallas area, where a white ex-police officer has been indicted on a murder charge for the April shooting death of a black teenager. 15-year-old Jordan Edwards was a passenger in a car that was leaving a party. At first, police indicated the car was coming at officers, but body cam video showed otherwise. DA Faith Johnson.
I have a personal guarantee to Jordan, his family, this community, that we will prosecute this case vigorously.
Last month, 37-year-old Roy Oliver, the officer, was indicted on a gun charge in an off-duty case. Well, the family that lost 9 members to a flash flood in Arizona is hoping against hope that 27-year-old Hector Garnica is still alive. But family friend Tom Price knows the chances are he was also killed when a wall of water and debris came crashing down on them.
He has to be found so he can at least be buried and the family can be at somewhat peace.
The family was celebrating the birthday of Garnica's wife. She and their 3 kids were among those killed. The Trump administration says Iran is living up to the terms, but not the spirit of the 2015 nuclear deal. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
This determination announced last night marks the second time the Trump administration has certified that Iran is in compliance with the nuclear deal. Congress requires a certification every 90 days, and some conservatives have been leaning hard on the White House to say Iran is in violation. Sources tell CBS News President Trump has reluctantly decided to go along with his national security team. Aides insist a long-term strategy for Iran is still being worked out. And White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the president's view of the nuclear agreement hasn't changed.
I think he's been very consistent with the fact that he thought it was a bad deal.
Another decision point is 3 months away. Steve?
American Marines have returned to dangerous territory in southern Afghanistan to help fight for areas that the Taliban has since regained. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is along with them.
The last time U.S. Marines were here, a force of 20,000 all but drove the Taliban out of their stronghold of Helmand Province. Back then, Brigadier General Roger Turner was a colonel.
Did you think you'd be back here?
No, I didn't. So I left here in 2012, and we knew that the mission was going to end in 2014.
This time, his mission is dramatically different. In command of just 300 Marines training Afghans to fight for themselves. We joined them as they flew over what is once again Taliban-held territory. Because not long after the Marines pulled out, the Taliban swept through Helmand, recapturing territory U.S. forces fought and died for. With 349 American lives lost. But General Turner said the Marines' role is simply to train, advise, and assist. The priority is to get Afghans to do the fighting.
Well, schoolgirls from Afghanistan who made it to this country after a long visa struggle are now competing in a global robotics competition. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Team Afghanistan.
The other national teams had 4 months to assemble their robots. The Afghan girls had 2 weeks. Challenges behind them, challenges ahead. 16-year-old Rodaba Nouri says she and her teammates want to lead their country in robotics, working alongside the men in a new Afghanistan.
We want to be the young leader of robotic technology and science in Afghanistan. We want to work with men to improve our country and make it a better place.
They made it through the first round of competition alongside partners Estonia and Gabon with two more heats today. Steve?
What could be wrong with sparkling water? A new study says plenty.
Some scientists say that drinking sparkling water, especially the flavored variety, may be helping us pile on pounds and rotting our teeth. Fizzy water is extremely acidic. The bubbles erode tooth enamel, and one London dentist says it ends up causing painful yellow cracked teeth. Carbon dioxide can make us feel empty and trigger a hunger hormone, prompting us to reach for more food. Scientists from Birzeit University in the Palestinian West Bank found that people who had sparkling water for breakfast were found to have 6 times the hunger hormone level as did those who sipped still water. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Wrigley, the chewing gum maker, is suing an e-cigarette manufacturer for selling products with names that sound like Double Mint and Juicy Fruit, two of Wrigley's long-standing flavors. Wrigley calls it grossly deceptive and irresponsible. The e-cig maker hasn't commented. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.